Good morning again. Good morning. So my talk today is, what is spirituality? And our founder, Ernest Holmes, writes, spirituality is a constant and consistent attempt to feel the presence of God in everything and in everyone. Spirituality cannot be taught, but it can be felt. It can be practiced. It can be embodied. We each, in our own consciousness, must experience it in our own way. That's our founder, Ernest Holmes. I like when he gets so clear that it's our responsibility, spirituality. In Science of Mind, we are each encouraged to find the God presence that works best for you, for me. Spirituality is a personal experience, a personal choice. We teach God is everywhere present, in us, as us, through us, that we are one unique expression of divine expressing, of the divine expressing. In Science of Mind, we learn to move beyond the old dogma, beyond being told how or what to do or how to think or how to worship. Anybody used to do that? I know I heard from Reverend Suzanne last week. You all had different stories, and we all do. In Science of Mind, we learn about our true essence, that there's something greater, and that greater lives within each and every one of us. See, I heard that religion is for people who don't want to go to hell, where spirituality is for the people who have already been through hell and said, oh, God, there's got to be a better way. And then, boom, we find Science of Mind. Anybody? I did. Many of us come to Science of Mind because we want to feel a greater fullness within our own being and not be told how to do it or what to do. It works when we work it. And being held back from expressing our true nature is really hell. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Was for me. Guilt, shame, not good enough is the catalyst that propels each one of us forward to discover and to take responsibility, to grow beyond old beliefs, and to claim our unique specialness, our unique one-of-a-kind divine nature. No two ever are alike. I think that's what I like most about coming to Science of Mind, to understand that. Oh, it's okay I'm different. It's okay I'm not like the rest of them. You see, I was always told that that wasn't a good idea. That being our spiritual self is really what we want to find. I am the glory. I am the glory of God. This is where you learn. Learn to live like you can't lose. Think of that for a moment. Where you learn to live like you can't lose. Where you walk and live in a power that knows only your good. Where you learn to claim, I am being in partnership with the all-living, all-loving, all-giving Mother, Father, God. I can't lose. You can't lose. And you can't be lost. You can feel lost, but you can't be lost. All of my needs are met. These are things that we hear in our classes, that we hear here on Sunday, that we listen to on Sunday morning. I am guided, guarded by the ever-loving spirit of life, in me, as me. I am never alone. I am never alone. You are never alone. Now, just after me saying all of that, do you feel lifted up? I do. It lifts me up, because this is what spiritual thinking and spiritual living, to be so lifted up beyond seeming stuck places, beyond the conditions of life. It gives each one of us more than hope. See, hope kind of is tenuous, isn't it? It gives us an absolute roadmap, a recipe for greater good. It gives each one of us something to hold on to that says it is within you. You don't have to be any cuter. You don't have to be any smarter. You already got everything that you need. And you can't lose it. It's yours to discover, to awaken. Beyond conditions and beyond whatever's taking place in your life, there's something greater. In my personal experiences, you see, it lifts me up. It helps me to remember that there's a sense of freedom going on, not only within me, but around me. And freedom to be inspired, and freedom to choose. Freedom to love greater. Freedom to change my thinking. That's a good one. I like that one. Freedom to accept where I am. I don't know about you, but that's been something that at times I struggle with. To accept where I am or what might be happening in the present moment. It's a choice. And we're all given that choice. And we all need to know I have a choice in every moment, no matter what's in front of me. Well, here comes the story. So, what? Not last Wednesday, the Wednesday before. I had been assigned a stress test. Okay. I drive myself over to Sutter Hospital. I'm going to go have a stress test. I go in there, and they hook me up. And the woman who's coming in to put the dye and whatever inside of me, she takes one look at the EKG, and she said, I'm not putting my name to this. So I know the look on their faces that something isn't quite right. I have a cup of tea waiting for me out in the car, you see, because I couldn't eat for, 24 hours before, something like that. It was pretty bad, accepting what is, you see. So they said, we're going to have to go call your doctor. So they put me in another room, and then they, all three of them, there were three technicians that came back, and they said, you know, we didn't quite get your doctor, but we got another doctor, and they said, take her to the emergency room. And I said, what? I have my tea out in the car. I haven't eaten. I drove here. One of my friends asked me, they said, and you drove yourself to, she's a nurse, she said, you drove yourself to the ER? I said, no, I was already there. They just made me walk to the ER. So I'm going, I have things to do. Remember, I'm Reverend Maggie. Okay. So I turned to the one lady who refused to do the test or put her name on it. I said, what would you do? She said, I would go to the emergency room. And somebody said something really important. She said, they're just going to monitor you. Oh, okay. I would just be monitored. Nobody's ever really monitored me before, so let's go there. So they walked me down to the ER, which is a couple hallways down, and they say, whoa, okay, welcome. And they put me in this bed 7. And these nurses come in, they hook me all up to a regular EKG, and the thing immediately starts going off. And they went, whoa, do you have any pain? I said, I don't have any pain. They said, you don't have any pain? Have you had pain? No. I've got a cup of tea out in the car. Well, we're not eating right now. And she said, why didn't you come into the emergency room? I said, well, I had a cardiologist appointment, and then I went to, it took a while to get my appointment, I told her. She said, why didn't you just come here? I said, I didn't know I needed to. I had a 2% block, and my heart rate kept dropping to 30. Ah. So then Rick says, I'm not going to stay at work. I'm going to come up and be with you. So finally, the nurses were so cute, they just said to Rick, shut her off. because it kept going off. I said, oh, I think I need to be here. So my doctor came in and he said, I guess you didn't really want to do a stress test, he said, so you want to go right to the pacemaker. And that's what happened. And so it was a surprise to everybody, including myself, because I had a cup of tea out in the car. Notice what's important. And also notice as I laid there in that bed and the thing kept going off, I said, oh, okay, I got it, God. I've got to accept exactly where I am right here and right now. And Rick texted the ministers and the practitioners and said, okay, put Reverend Maggie in prayer. And I said, yep, I guess God knows better where I need to be than where I needed to think I needed to be. So they didn't do the surgery till the next day, so I got my cup of tea and Rick brought me lunch. And I got so well taken care of. And that night, the nurses in the cardiac care unit, they said, we just loved watching your heart rate all night long dropping to 30. They were surprised that I never passed out. I said, me pass? I'm not going to pass out. So we never know what's going to happen in our life. But when we have that strength of spirituality and that knowingness that with God all things are possible. Now, I'd like to say I sailed right through this, but, you know, I figured within a week I should be just fine, even though the doctor said 2 to 3 weeks. It's like stop and be with what is. Embracing our spirituality teaches us to love greater. First ourselves, and then each other. To change our thinking, to accept who we are, and to accept what's taking place. Because you see, if this is in front of you, this must be yours. And God must be strong enough and great enough within you to take you through the experience. And that's when we have to stop and say there's a power for good. There's a love that embraces me, that guides me through everything that I do, through every aspect of my life, and it's with me right now. I don't know how this is all going to work out, but I trust that it will. When I looked at all of that information that I got, my gosh, I could have been in a car accident. I could have had a heart attack and just died. Thank you, God. That there's a power that is greater than what I would choose because, you see, I really wanted that cup of tea and drive back home. We are filled with that commitment and that courage to walk through life. It's within us, and that's why we want to daily cultivate that spiritual power within us. This is spirituality. A constant, consistent attempt to feel the presence of God in everything that we do, in every moment, in every circumstance, in every challenge, in every loving thing. To know there's a power for good within each one of us changed my life. Changed my life years ago. I've watched each and every one of your lives change. It's a choice, though, and it's a choice, a personal choice that we each must make. It's all about where and what we put our attention on. I had a choice before I went and got monitored that I could have gotten in that car and had that cup of tea. We all have a choice how we're going to greet circumstances and situations and people in our lives. And I know that when we take the moment to rise above, to say whatever it needs, whether it's the affirmation that we have here, the affirmation that we speak on our sacred reading, whatever you need, use it to lift you up beyond the circumstance. Spirituality means I'm willing to build my faith every day. I'm willing to use the tools that support me in where I'm going and what life's showing up for me. See, I believe we are each on a fabulous journey, and this journey is called life. And this journey that takes us from spiritual ignorance to spiritual expression. And there are times, yeah, we show up ignorant, wanting it to be immediately different. And we have to stop and remember, oh, this too shall pass. This, when we are spiritually lifted up, this is where we experience the unity with everything that's taking place. Doesn't mean we have to like it. Doesn't mean we have to stay in it. It's here to pass. Spirituality opens the door for a greater expression of who you truly are. This is what I know. And this is what saved my life many, many times. And I know has saved yours. We just need reminding. So let's just take a moment and take this into prayer. And recognizing and knowing that there is only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing presence, by whatever name, God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved spirit. There's only one life. And that life is magnificent and magical and mystical, and it is uniquely expressing in and through and as my very being. And I remember that I am the beloved place where God shows up. And from this place of truth and knowingness, I, Maggie, know that I speak the word of God, and I lovingly and joyfully speak the word for and about each and every one here. I know that right where you are, God is. I know right where you are, there is love that is absolutely uplifting and cherishing and adoring you, for you are the beloved place where God shows up. And knowing this, that there's a powerful healing taking place in each and every one of our lives, and the willingness to be open and receptive and available to that is greater than any condition that is taking place right now. This is what I know. And greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God. And I trust this. I trust this divine mind. I trust it so much that I can release and let it go to work in my life, to work in your life, to show up in the most mystical and magical ways. This is what is the truth. And greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God. So I just stop in this moment. I release it. I let it go into that divine knowingness that with God all things are possible. And the spirit of life always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it, and we're proud of it. And we just let God do God's work. And if you are in agreement or would like to be, please join me in saying, and so it is. So it shall be. Amen.